Welcome to a Little Grace to Grow podcast today, and I want to read from 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 10 and 11. The Bible says, "For he that will love life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil and his lips, that they speak no guile. Let him eschew evil and do good. Let him seek peace and ensue it." I want to talk to you today about having a good day. I love what that passage says. It says, "He that would love life and see good days." I think most people desire that. They want to enjoy life. They want to see good days. And God gives us a promise here in the letter of 1 Peter. And this passage, I will not go into all the details of the chapter. There's much to do with the marriage relationship and the responsibility of husbands and wives. But I want to zero in actually on just this one passage here. "He that will love life and see good days, let him," and it goes on to give us some exercises to practice in regards to how we can have good days. Let me read this. It says, I've got a little article here. "A good day is not determined by a big bank account or the absence of problems, but rather the practice of genuine Christianity. In our text, we not only have a promise, but we have a practice. God is telling us that if we do these things, we can expect good days. Yet the fact is, these are the evidence of a good day as well. You know somebody's having a good day when they can talk good about other people, when they're avoiding evil, they're doing good deeds, they're peacemakers, they're not troublemakers. You know they're having a good day when those are characteristic in their life. But that is also the practice, too. Sometimes we got to do that even when we don't feel like it if we would see good days. So it'd be wise for us to look at the scriptures before and after our text as well, because there's some other things necessary for having a good day. In verse 8, the scripture teaches that we ought to love the brethren. Verse 9, we ought to love our enemies. Verse 10 and 11, we ought to live transparently, that is, honestly. And you know, if you can't live honestly and transparently in front of people, then you have something to hide, and it'd be wise for you to get that cared for, okay? The most confident life is the transparent life. It keeps us from being hypocrites. It should help us remain humble, but it should also give us an inner confidence to know that I don't have a problem sharing what's going on in my heart. This is who I am. I truly love the Lord. I know I'm not perfect. So anyways, this idea of living transparently is very important. In verse 12, it teaches us we ought to lean on the Lord by faith, knowing He is able and willing to take care of us. Also, knowing He is just. Let me read verse 12 here. It says, "For the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous, and His ears are open unto their prayers. But the face of the Lord is against them that do evil." So, we having the confidence that the Lord is just will allow us to endure difficulties and times or seasons or situations that we feel are unfair. God knows, and God will take care of that. So this idea of having a good day, it's not to be determined by those around you, but it's determined by you, your decisions, your actions, your choices. There are three levels people tend to live on. One is returning evil for good. Now, this is satanic. Okay, and tragically, we've seen some of that in our society. But two is returning good for good. Now, this is human. Most people, we would expect, will be kind to those who are kind to them. They'll exercise friendliness if somebody's been friendly to them. That's human. That's natural. Three is returning good for evil. This is Christian. This is Christ-like, returning good for evil. The level you live on will determine the kind of day you have. Now, you and I have to make a decision. As Christians, we can do this. We can make the right decision. If you're not a Christian, if you don't know Christ as your Savior, it's going to be difficult for you to exercise what you've not experienced, okay? So the level you live on will determine the kind of day you have. And, you know, I can say it was a good day when I received the Lord Jesus as my Savior. It was a good day when I experienced His mercy for my sins. And you may be the tool, you may be the tool today that God uses to touch a heart that has actually hurt you or wounded you. God could use you in that way. I think of the thief on the cross. I think of how, no doubt, he was moved when he heard the Lord Jesus say, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." Because before that statement, we would read Matthew 27, where he mocked the Lord. But after that statement, we find him acknowledging that Jesus was who he claimed to be. So, though people may insult you, it may be an opportunity in disguise. It may be the red alert that you needed to give them Jesus through your returned kindness. It was a good day when our God came to this wicked world as a baby in a manger to be our substitute. It was a good day when he died and rose from the grave to conquer death for us. It will be a good day when he returns, but until then, as the late Paul Harvey used to say at the end of his radio broadcast, good day.